And it's time now for our Tuesday morning conversation. And as promised, Davis Rundy is here with us. Rundy, that's okay. I knew if I guessed one way or the other. I told you it's been too long since you've been in here, Davis.
It has been.
So welcome back. Yeah, welcome back this morning. Weld Riley Attorneys here in Tumwog. You have offices all over the state of Wisconsin. Well, a good chunk of the state of Wisconsin anyway. But you opened up the office here in Tumwog about a year ago. And the first question is, where did this last year go?
Correct. Yeah. I can say that both in regards to us operating here, and my daughter just turned one in June.
Oh.
So it has been a blur of a year.
Yeah.
But with respect to, you know, working up here in Tomahawk, we are thrilled with how this has been going. We are thrilled with the relationships we've formed within the community. You know, we've seen just how much this community cares about one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that is rare. You know, we've seen that with some of the clients we've worked with, some of the community members that we've gotten to know. You know, there's been recent tragedy within the community with some news, and watching people kind of circle the wagons has been awesome.
Yeah. Davis, it's let's see, the Wausau office is the closest office to us here in Tomahawk, correct?
Aside from Tomahawk itself, yes.
Right, yep. Okay. And so were you in the Wausau office before you were spending time up here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So just from Wausau to Tomahawk, you're noticing that big of a difference in the community. Well, the sizes are obviously, we know that difference, and that we always seem to assume that smaller communities are usually a little bit tighter knit, and I think that's something. But enough that it stands out to you guys since you've been here, you're noticing that this place is a little different.
Absolutely. I mean, just the last 2 days I've been here, I've seen people that I've gotten to know from working here out in the community. And, you know, it's, hey, how you doing? How's everything going?
Yeah.
There's an actual conversation. Sometimes, you know, just for instance, in Wausau, you might see someone that you've worked with or, you know, rubbed shoulders with, and out at the grocery store, there's no dedicated effort to go talk to that person.
Understood.
It's seen differently here. You know, yesterday I was at the grocery store, saw a person I've worked with, said, hey, how you doing? And that's, I've always said, when I have been going into new jobs, new commitments, you know, why am I doing this? I value the relationships that come from them. Mm-hmm. And that has been such a breath of fresh air with coming into Tomahawk.
That's kind of an old school attitude, Davis. And you don't see that, you don't hear it. But those who have it, I think it's very much appreciated.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and it's also nice for people that live here. We're here all the time. Sometimes we're a little sheltered. It's nice to hear somebody coming from somewhere else who notices a difference. I've been here 15 years, Davis, and I knew on day one I was in a community that was I came from Eagle River via Door County. And as soon as I got here to Tomahawk, I was familiar with the radio station. I was familiar a little bit with the community. But I'll tell you what, once you're here for a couple of days, you notice, boy, this is something different. This is different from where I was. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like this before. And I hear that so many times. And so I'm so glad that the people that have been here like forever get to hear guys like you this morning saying things like this. And I know that they're all just sitting there just proud to be a Tomahawk resident.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see it in just how the office operates. You know, we're neighbors with Northwoods Glass.
Yep.
One of our paralegals, she has her dog in the office a lot. We have people coming in to meet with Northwoods Glass about something. They'll see the dog. They'll come in, and next thing you know, we're talking for 20 minutes.
Huh.
And that might lead to a relationship for us. We have people who just walk into our office because they want to talk. We do not see that in our other offices.
Huh.
The idea of a walk-in for a legal office is pretty unheard of. And we welcome that. That's awesome. When we originally spoke with Randy Froker, who had that office before us, he told us, you know, expect walk-ins. And frankly, we didn't believe him.
Huh.
So to see that actually happening is really cool.
I think I really needed this conversation this morning, Davis. I've been a little bit blue with the lack of rain and stuff and all the work we're doing out in the yard and stuff, and it's got me a little bit down, I'll admit it. But this is just picking me right back up. And I know there's a lot of other people that are saying the same thing. Thank you, Davis. Thank you for saying these things about our community, and welcome to Tomahawk.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
Now, one of the things that comes with this, now, when we're talking about some legal advice here, we're going to try to give a little legal advice here this morning as well. When it comes with a small town, you've noticed that a lot of people do business on a handshake. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it's always been done. But unfortunately, not everybody can be trusted in that kind of a situation. But just the fact that you're seeing a lot of that, tell me what that has done as far as opening up your eyes to the kind of community that you're in.
Yeah, so as you and I discussed before coming on the air, you know, this is very much a community where your word is your bond. And that is great. That is rare in today's day and age. And it's not so much that maybe somebody can't be trusted, but maybe just something happens outside of their control that now affects the ability of that handshake to still be good mm-hmm. and valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people will come into the office sometimes, they'll say, well, you know, this is what we discussed, and that was 5 years ago, and now we're having this issue. And so, well, you know, in those brief conversations, you don't really run through a lot of the, what we call reps and warranties. You know, what kind of condition it's in, how payment's going to be made, when payment's going to be made, things like that. And so that's why we really want to, I call paper it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have it in writing, make sure everyone's on the same page and has a good understanding of the agreement.
Not to mention memories fade over the years. And so having it down on paper, you don't have to rely on your memory. You know exactly the agreement that was made.
Absolutely.
Now, the thing about this is that it can sometimes maybe get in the way of a friendship, possibly. Well, what do you mean? Our friendship's not strong enough. Why do we have to have this on paper? What are you talking about? It may create some little bit of tension in a friendship. How would you counsel people on that?
So the way I counsel it is, this is a benefit for both of us. You know, especially when we're talking about what are called secure transactions. You know, you're buying something that is high dollar value.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know that what you're buying is good. And so you're going to ask the seller to make, again, a rep or a representation and a warranty as to, hey, what I'm selling you is in good condition. And then for the seller's point of view, they want to know from the buyer, this is how you're going to pay me for this thing that's in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're getting into this discussion, so it's a protection for both. And so if someone is hesitant to maybe put something in writing, that's often a good red flag.
That's a signal.
As to, okay, you know, if we're in such agreement that this is good for both of us, why are we hesitant to put it in writing? Again, it's not to say that someone's maybe being untrustworthy. It's just a sign that maybe this won't work out in the long run, as we both think.
Life happens. Maybe the purchaser is going to have a life experience where all of a sudden their finances are drastically affected.
Right.
And they're going to lose that ability to make that payment or honor that commitment to whatever it is because of a situation that was beyond their control. Now, you would hope that the other friend will understand that for a little while, but then what if it drags on for several months? Then you're affecting that other person's income, and that's where the button aheads and the negative feelings can really start to come into play, which means you're going to lose that friendship anyway, so why not protect that friendship with some paper?
Sure. And then we get into this discussion of, okay, that person's income might be affected, but there are things that we can do in these types of transactions, whether we're talking about a real estate transaction, like land contracts are very popular in the Northwoods, or a business sale or an asset sale, where we talk about collateral. It's this contingency that something may happen to the buyer that they aren't able to make the payment as planned, something outside of their control, like they get laid off or catastrophic injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so the collateral is to secure that payment. So it's actually not so much of a brunt on the buyer. Mm-hmm. So, for example, with a land contract, when you sign that land contract, that's serving as the promissory note of saying, I promise I'm going to pay you back, as well as the mortgage. So the seller in that situation actually has a mortgage on the property. And so if they're not paid, they can then take the property back.
Yep.
And so then they're secured.
Because the bank's coming after him, not the guy that's got the land contract.
Right, yep. Right. And so same with, you know, if we're talking about business transactions, putting a lien on the property that you're selling, or what we call a collateral pledge. So if you're buying the stock of a company, the seller of that stock may say, okay, until I'm paid off, I want you to pledge the stock that you're buying back to me. So if you ever don't pay me, I can take the stock back.
Okay.
Or if you're selling to a limited liability company, for example, very common that the transactions are between two businesses. Well, the beauty about limited liability companies are that it's protection for the owners. It's a limit to the liability. It doesn't let you become personally liable. Well, when you're talking about, you know, giving someone maybe a loan, or you're selling them a high dollar asset, that's a situation where you might want to ask for the owner of that company to give you what's called a personal guarantee. The company is going to pay you, seller, but if the company can't, then I, as the owner, will. I will personally pay you. Hmm. So having those kind of things in the toolbox really helps secure the transaction.
It seems to me that is there a dollar number that you would counsel people that, okay, up until this amount, you're good with the handshake, but anything beyond that amount, you better get things down on paper. But that's probably a personal situation for anybody involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, we were chatting before we came on the air, and we kind of discussed the concept of if you're going to do a handshake deal, it better be in the amount that you're willing to lose.
Yeah.
And that's true. You know, there's really not a minimum amount. So even if it was a $10,000 deal where you said to a family member that said, hey, you know, you're going to buy my old car on an installment basis. You're going to pay me $200 a month until it's paid off, and it's a $10,000 car. Hmm. You know, you're technically, you can be determined to be a lien holder in that case. And you could say, well, I'm going to put a lien on the title. You can have the title. Or I'll keep the title as the lien holder, but for purposes of registration, you can go register it in your name. But until I'm paid off, I'm going to hold the lien.
I think it's important to also understand the world that we're living in right now. Everybody, just because we're in little old Tomahawk doesn't mean that the real world doesn't seep its way in one way or the other. And remembering that we're in 2026. Sometimes it's the trust factor comes into play. If the person has not been around Tomahawk their whole lives, you don't know anything about their background. It seems to me that even in our little old Tomahawk community, we still need to protect ourselves, because a lot of times nobody's going to look out for us if we make a bad deal.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, if somebody has a transactional situation that they need some advice on, what's the best thing for people to do?
Yeah, reach out to us or any other legal counsel that you're comfortable with. You know, I heard this old Progressive insurance commercial way back when, and it said something like, we want you to get the best rate, even if it's not with us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
And
yeah.
I was like, I think I was like 15 years old when I first heard that. I was like, that's good. And that's, you know, truly what I believe. If you don't want to hire us, that's fine. But have someone you trust look at it, that has expertise in this area, and give an opinion as to whether you are protected.
So before somebody gets into the situation, they call Weld Riley Attorneys and they say, you know, I heard Davis talking to Jeff on the radio the other day, and yeah, I've got a situation that I'd like to run by them because I'm not sure how things are going. Things are getting a little murky. And they call your office. What's going to happen?
They will put you in touch with me, and we will have I don't charge for consultations.
Okay.
If they want to stop down at the office, more than welcome to have a conversation with them there too. But yeah, we'll work out a plan. And if you think it sounds right to move forward with us, fantastic. If you want to go get a second opinion, do that too. Sometimes people say after the conversation, well, it seems like I might be able to do that myself. And I'll be honest, if I think you can, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
And if you just need, hey, this is what I'm thinking, you know, those are types of things that what's really nice about our office is everyone's willing to help. They're, you know, if we're not talking about something that's going to take months of work and this is a 5-minute phone call, you're not going to get a bill.
Hmm. That's really good to know, too. And I know if I ever need a personal attorney for whatever reason, I'm going to come walk into your office, but I'm going to have some dog treats in my pocket.
That's a good idea.
Yes. Just a little hint there, too. Davis, being here in Tomahawk, if somebody has a situation they think, oh, well, that's just a Tomahawk law firm, my situation is much bigger, how would you answer that?
So we are a full-service law firm. We have attorneys that practice all over the state. We have attorneys that practice in federal courts. There really isn't an issue that's too big for us. And if there is, if it's an area that, you know, we just frankly don't work in, we will be honest. We have to be honest with you about that and say, you know, that's just something we don't do. But that's pretty far and few between.
Right. So nothing too big, but I think on a more important end, nothing too small either.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I think that means a lot. I can tell you this, after a year worth of talking to you guys, I can say that you're all very, very intelligent. That's the first thing that stands out. You know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. I believe that you're the kind of men who are going to do what you say you're going to do when you're going to do it. I also think that you're all not intimidating. I'll be honest with you, Davis. My whole life, if somebody tells me I'm going to be talking to an attorney, I'm immediately intimidated because I feel that, you know, attorneys are up on this level. I'm a little DJ here that presses buttons. You guys are so approachable. You're easy to talk to. And that's the one thing I want people that listen to this program to know. If you're looking for an attorney, if you've ever had that feeling that attorneys are just unapproachable, they're intimidating, you guys are not practicing that at all.
I appreciate that very much. People often say I have a baby face, so that's why I wear this crappy beard.
Yeah.
But you know, I've had people come in and say, how old are you? And, you know, that's great. I don't want people to be afraid to come in and talk to us.
But the bottom line is you have what it takes to back up what needs backing up to do what you need to get done for your clients.
Absolutely.
And that's the bottom line. Weld Riley Attorneys right here in Tomahawk. What's the best way to get a hold of somebody at Weld Riley, Davis?
Give us a call at 715-845-8234, and that will put you directly into with our receptionist, and they'll direct you where to go depending on the issue you're having.
Online too at weldriley.com. And again, if before you get into trouble, it's a good thing to get some counseling. There's a reason that you guys are called counselors. You give us good advice and counsel on how we can proceed. And so if you need some of that, again, Davis said, I don't charge for that kind of stuff. If you need some advice, give me a call. Again, here in Tomahawk, 845-8234 for Weld Riley. Davis Rundy, our guest here this morning. Davis, don't be such a stranger. Volunteer to come in and talk with us once in a while because I think it always ends up in a good way.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate your time, Davis.